For Wonderful Free Liberty Festival, a celebration of art by disabled artists and part of Lewisham London Borough of Culture 2022, will take place over 3 days from Friday the 22nd to Sunday the 24th of July 2022, with many, many accessible events with audio description for blind and partially sighted people. Linda Rocker, creative producer for Liberty Festival 2022, joins me here now on RNIB Connect Radio to give me a flavour of what is on offer this year with audio description. Hello, Linda, and welcome to RNIB Connect Radio.
Hi, Toby. Thank you so much for having me here.
Not a problem at all. Linda, before we talk about some of the events that are on this year with audio description for blind and partially sighted people, would you maybe give me a bit of a brief background and history to Liberty Festival? As for me, for somebody who has lived in London for a few years, I was certainly very much aware of Liberty Festival, but maybe not so many people have heard of this great festival showcasing art by disabled artists.
Certainly. So Liberty Festival has been going on since 2003 and is the Mayor of London flagship festival of arts by deaf, disabled and neurodivergent artists. And it always took place in mainstream venues like Trafalgar Square or, you know, Elizabeth Park. But since 2019, the festival has moved to follow what is the London Board of Culture programme. So it was in 2019 in Walthamstow. 2020 was supposed to be in Brent, but obviously didn't happen. And this year in 2022 is in Lewisham. So it's really about the moving from sort of like mainstream locations to boroughs is to really connect with the locality and moving a little bit outside central London to really tap into more local audiences and organizations that are already doing great works in the field.
And there's a great lineup of events and exhibitions for Liberty Festival 2022, including some like Sanctuary Cafe by David Johnson, a blind sculptor, and Mapping Lewisham by Local Vision. Linda, would you be able to tell me a bit more about these events and maybe a couple of other highlights from Liberty Festival 2022 that listeners should definitely catch this year?
Absolutely. So as you mentioned, Sanctuary Cafe by David Johnson will be in Deptford Station, in one of the cafes there. And David will be in conversation with the subject of the sculpture, Stella Headley, a local community worker, on Sunday at midday. So there will be a chance to really get an insight into David's process and the development of the sculpture. Then, of course, we have local senses walks that will be on Friday and Saturday, 11 a.m. and 3 p.m. and on Sunday at 11 a.m. Local Senses is a collective of nine with different level of sites that they have been exploring Lewisham, and they will offer a 1 hour long walks discussing how the local environment is shaped by sound, smell and terrain. So it will be a really interesting as well approach to mapping public spaces. In terms of other accessible content to blind and partially sighted audiences, we will have a major commission on the paving of Deptford, just outside the Albany, by Inka Shonibare, which will be recorded, the piece called Freedom. And we will also have a series of graffiti on the floor of the Lewisham area, especially Deptford. That is a project by Nina Thomas called Captioning Lewisham. And there are a series of sound captions as used by deaf people that are placed in public spaces. And they offer sort of like a walking trail to uncover Lewisham hidden histories. We will then have a mixed reality hub, which is really exciting, at Deptford Lounge, just a few minutes from the Albany and Deptford station. And it will present six artworks made with immersive technologies, including virtual reality, augmented reality, and 360 films. This area is curated by Displa, and the works will have audio descriptions as well. We then have Who We Are, that is an exhibition of visual art curated by three young local people with disabilities. So they went through the process of selecting the artworks, and they will all be audio described at Lewisham Art House. Really interesting process as well of involving local young people and giving them the curatorial agency. to go more into the performative program on Friday 22nd from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. at the Albany Theatre and live streamed, we have Liberty Symposium that welcomes from 11, as I was saying, to 6, a variety of artists, collective organizations that will sort of discuss, but also tackle in different ways, discourses around access and inclusion in a really sort of creative inputs. We also have on the same day in the Albany, just in another room, the Red Room, two films, Conversation with Carers, that is a film with 5 dancers, inspired by the stories of Carers in the UK and is audio described, and also Yoga for the Feet, a piece by Stephen Bailey, another film by Stephen Bailey, that it's quite sort of incorporates as well audio description throughout. On the Saturday, from 6 p.m. to 7:30, we will have Drag Syndrome at the Albany Theatre with a drag offering audio descriptions live. So Drag Syndrome is a collective of drag queens and kings with Down syndrome. So a really sort of engaging and fun and spectacular show. And then from 9 to 10 p.m. in St. Margaret's Lee Church, and we're organizing transports as well on that day to reach this location, we have digital Salt Dispersed, which is a digital version of a show by Selena Thompson called Salt. And the film includes an audio introduction. And then still on the Saturday, from midday to 8 p.m., we will have Here Not Here, which is a major new site-specific performance that explore cramp dancing, visual vernacular, which is a form of signed poetry, and street football trickery. So there's 4 performances at 12, 2:30, 5 and 7 p.m. Each performance lasts 45 minutes, and the main sort of janitor of the performance that will sort of having people navigate this space where many things happen will also be an audio describer. So really interesting, not to miss, at the Music Room London. On the Saturday and Sundays at the Albany, we will have in the Albany studio an installation of textile. It's 35 meters print artwork by Poppy Nash called The Art of Dying. This artwork resembles the perimeter of Poppy's isolation space during lockdown. So it's a space to navigate, and it's a full-scale textile installation. Finally, on the Sunday the 24th, we have 2 wonderful dance pieces. At 2:30, 111 by Joel Brown from Canduco Dance Company and Yves Muzzo from the Scottish Ballet. A wonderful duo, and 111 is the number of vertebrae that Joel and Eva have between them as a sort of like a pawn, because Joel's spine is fused and he jokes he only has 11. So it's a really sort of really moving duet lasting 45 minutes. We also have a touch tour at 2:15, because this dance piece revolves around this scaffolding structure. So audiences can also experience a touch tour before the dance. And from 4 to 4:40, we'll have Object Permanence, another sound piece by Kat Hawkins, still at the Albany Theatre, with live audio description. And the piece waves around the relationship between the disabled body and assistive technologies and devices such as crutches, wheelchairs, and reveals a world of joy, companionship, and sensuality. Across the 3 days, we also have a visual art exhibition titled Who We Are at Lewisham Art House. The exhibition was curated by 3 young local people with disabilities and includes multimedia artworks. The artworks will have pre-recorded audio description by the artists, as well as organizing a touch tour of the exhibition on Saturday at 1 p.m.
Wow, a fantastic lineup there of some of the events from Liberty Festival 2022, which runs from Friday the 22nd to Sunday the 24th of July 2022. And Linda, if listeners would like to find out a bit more about some of the great events that are on for Liberty Festival, where is the best place for people to go to find out more?
So certainly, we have a website, wearlewisham.com/liberty. where there is also a Easy Red guide, very helpful in navigating through the space with old captions, of course. So to reserve your place and book in, all the shows are free, obviously, of course, some of them have limited capacity. So you can book at www.thealbany.org.uk/liberty. Or you can sort of be redirected to this website on our main website, wearelewisham.com/liberty. But you can also book by phone on 020-8692-4446.
Well, thank you so much indeed, Linda Rocco, creative producer of Liberty Festival 2022, for chatting with me here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you so much, Toby, for the invitation and everyone for listening.